Good afternoon. My name is Sky Graham. I'm a first-year master's student under the direction of Drs. Angus Ketchot and Jeff Gore. Today, I'd like to talk to you about an IPM approach to tarnished plant bug management in cotton in the Mid-South and more particularly in Mississippi. As we all know, cotton used to be the king crop in Mississippi, especially the Mississippi Delta, but our acres are starting to go down. In 2013, we had just 215,000 acres of cotton. 99% of those acres were estimated to be infested with tarnished plant bug. We lost nearly 52,000 bales of cotton to insects last year in the region, and 63% of that is attributed directly to the tarnished plant bug. This pest cost our growers $77.13 per acre, which comes up to an estimated nearly $30 million in loss when you add it all together. This slide, we're just kind of showing the difference. If you've been in our state, you realize in the hills and the delta are two completely different ecosystems. We've always had higher pressure of pest in the delta. This slide here showing applications made at tarnished plant bug shows that. And this IPM program that we're trying to develop is aimed for higher pressure areas. In your low pressure areas, it's hard to save some sprays if you're not making that many sprays to begin with. But places like the Delta, where we're making 6-7 applications a year, we're hoping to really try to bring those numbers down and bring cotton back. It's just kind of showing the cost of foliar insecticide applications. Late 80s through the late 90s, we were out at $60 per acre for insecticides. Then in the early 2000s to mid-2000s, after we eradicated the boll weevil, we brought in BT crops. Our application cost went down until about 05 there. You can see it spiked up, and that is directly correlated to the tarnished plant bug and the difficulty of control that we're having. This is a regional trial that we put all of our locations together. As you can see, 64% is the best control of nymphs that we're getting, and that is not very good. I know as a graduate student, 64 is not a passing grade, so for our insecticides, that's not good enough for us either. As I'm sure we all know, the damage to cotton can feed on any stage. Early stages, it can cause delayed maturity, as well as deformed cotton plants. But most of our economic damage is done from first square to early bloom when our crops are putting on the fruiting structures. That's when most of our damage is done. So today I'm just going to present my first objective, which is to combine the multiple best management practices, or BMPs as we call them, to determine if we can reduce the reliance on chemical insecticides to manage tarnished plant bug. My hypothesis, I believe that the use of our BMPs will reduce the number of insecticide applications needed and in turn increase the profitability of our cotton crop. So our experiment, we set up two locations. Starkville, Mississippi is our hills location, and Stoneville, Mississippi is our delta location. We had four row plots, 75 feet long on 38-inch centers, a seeding rate of 4 seeds per foot, and we had two treatments, maximizing all of our plant bug BMPs and our current standard approach. So just kind of setting up what our BMPs are. First is variety pubescence, a graduate student at Mississippi State. Wilkes Wood did his master's research. Wilkes was looking at several things, but among that was variety pubescence. And Wilkes found that this photo is in an untreated situation, and you can look at it pretty easily and tell that there's much more lint on the hairy varieties than there are on the smooth varieties. So there's undoubtedly some kind of interaction going there with variety hairiness, where they're not feeding as well on the hairy, or I guess maybe they feed more readily on the smooth. So we planted Stoneville 5288 for our hairy variety and Delta Pine 1050 for our smooth variety. Brian Adams did some research, his master's at Mississippi State, and Brian was looking at the impact of planting date and varietal maturity. This graph, again, is an untreated situation, and basically Brian found that The earlier you plant, the fewer applications you need for tarnished plant bug, as well as the earlier maturing variety that your cotton is, less yield you lose, and you can make fewer applications as well. So for our, once again, Stonewall 5288 was our BMP. It's a more of a mid-season variety, while Dust Pine 1050 was our standard, and it is a long-season variety. Our planting date is April 21st in the Starkville in the Hills, and April 24th in the Delta, and May 27th for our standard, and June 13th. We had to replant in the Delta, so that's why it's such a big difference there, our planting dates. Another part was diamond application. A lot of research has been done with diamond, putting out an insect growth regulator to try to combat when we start seeing nymphs. And in Mississippi, that typically times up with the third week of squaring. So that's what this saw. There's tons of different graphs that show this. This one Dr. Gore has allowed me to use. And as you can see there, at the third week of squaring is when we had the most increase in yield. So that's what we did. We applied diamond to the third week of squaring for our BMP. And for our standard, we did not apply diamond. Tried to save that application and use it later if we needed it. Finally, use of nitrogen rate. Chase Samples has done some research with his master's at Mississippi State. Although Chase did not see a significant increase in yield from 80 pounds to 120 pounds, he did spray fewer times, one less time at 80 pounds of nitrogen than he did 120 pounds. So for our BMPs, we used 80 pounds of nitrogen. And for our standard approach, we used 120 pounds, which is what growers are typically using. Our data collection was pretty straightforward. We went to the field, sampled weekly. First 2 weeks of squaring, we did square retention and 100 sweeps per treatment. Third week of squaring through bloom, we did drop cloths. And obviously, we took some yield and yield data and tried to put some economics with it as well. So what we found, as I've said, this program is really developed for a high-pressure situation. In the Delta, we made 3 applications total in our best management practices. In our standard approach, we had to make 6. So we were able to apply half as many applications in the Delta in the Hills. We did have to spray more times. It was kind of wet when we planted in Starkville that week, so the seed kind of stayed in the ground a little longer than normal. It kind of delayed maturity for us a little bit there. When you look at the cost of our foliar applications, we sprayed $38. The cost was $38.55 to spray our BMPs in the Delta compared to $61.75 on our standard. So we saved that little over $20 there. That's obviously very nice for our growers. In the Hills, we did spray. It cost us more to spray. Like I said, we had to spray more. So that was just kind of part of it. Pounds of lint per acre in the Delta, but 154.6% increase with our best management practices compared to the standard, 1,589 pounds to 624. And in the Hills, we had a 21.5% increase, 892 pounds compared to 734. Obviously, in the Delta was a very significant difference. In the Hills, it was not significant. But anytime you're picking more cotton, you're putting more money in the grower's pocket. As we see here, our Delta best management practices did made almost $1,000 more. The Hills made a little over $100 more, which doesn't sound like much on a small scale. But if you move that out to a large scale, that those numbers can add up pretty quick for our growers. So in conclusion, as we said, tarnished plant bug is becoming increasingly difficult for us to control in the Mid-South, and it's really bringing down our cotton acreage. So we're trying to figure out some ways to get our cotton numbers back up and trying to combat this pest. The use of our IPM-based tarnished plant bug management approach did reduce the number of insecticides applied in the Delta region and increased profits by $830 per acre. In the Hills, although we did not decrease the number of applications needed. We did increase our profits by $105 per acre. I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for the funding, my major professors and committee members for their help with my project this summer, technicians, fellow graduate students, and student workers for all their help with everything they did. We'd be hard-pressed to do our work without those guys. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir.
How did you determine which insecticide and when to apply insecticide?
So what insecticide we applied and when we applied it. We sprayed based on thresholds given in the Mississippi State Agronomic Control Guide, and we tried to use with our BMPs or with anything really, BMPs were using the best products that we could with our current standard approach. We were kind of mixing and trying to get as good as efficacy as we could while still trying to, you know, save some money where we could. It would go down for, we never really got very good control. I guess it really delayed maturity. Actually, the yields were pretty low in the Delta.
Any other questions for Scott? All right, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.